never talk to her, never see her behavior. Honey, look, why did you say that? Shocking! I am getting married, I cannot understand that. And I have seen that marriages, maybe successful, I don't know, maybe successful they are. It is a modern system, I'm not saying that it's a good way of communication. For example, for the communication of boys and girls, the best way is the internet, nothing wrong. It's good to know each other. But internet should not be the only source. You need to know a person. Because without knowing a person, you should not get involved. Cultural shadi. We were in India, we kept some of the Indian culture, cultural traditions. And likewise, we are in Canada, we are learning baby shower, bride shower. I was thinking, how bride? She sit there, what is going to pull? I don't know. Bride shower, what is that? I don't know, what is that? Maybe showers are blessings, I think, something else. Yes. We learn because of the culture. It is a culture. Mehndi, Sanchak, Chauti. You know, Mehndi is, they have one day, it's Indian culture. Sanchak is another day. They used to have 8 days of marriages. It was a, let me say one sentence to you. In Islam, marriage is need, not luxury. I give in my life example, I wish we could bring to this, and I am hoping this new generation, they take this and they learn and they bring this in future. I was in Devi Masjid, one brother called me, Marana, can you come for dinner? I said, yes, I was alone at that time. Yes, okay, let's go. He came to pick me up, I said, let's pray namaz and I'll be with you. I prayed namaz, maghrib. After the maghrib, I said, Masin, there are some give me 2 minutes, I have to recite nikah. Masin, I said, who is the bride, who is the groom? I said, this is the groom which is standing beside you and bride is inside. I recited nikah and they went husband and wife. He was sitting for 5 minutes as if something has happened to him. Ah, Muslim, kya hua aapko? Well, this is marriage? Yes, this is marriage, brother. In Islam, this is marriage. We have changed it. We have made it luxurious. That's why in India, thousands of girls are without marriage because of the cultural problem. Thousands of boys are without marriages because of the cultural boundings. Islam says no. Let me give you how modern society Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was created. Our brother Prophet was sitting with his companion, a woman and church. Assalamu alaikum, alaikum everybody. Oh, I am telling this story. Can you imagine? Go and think. For example, in a majlis, a woman enters. What happens? And she says, I am single, I want to get married. I am from the hijab, a woman comes, Mawlana Baqir, Assalamu alaikum, main tanha hoon, shaadi karna chahti hoon. Next day in the newspaper, bombardment in Almighty Islamic Center, this woman came out, the she asked this question. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he created a society so open, a woman can come in the audience and she can express her feelings. I'm single, I want to get married. Prophet said, is there anyone to get married here? Oh, you need courage at the time to say, yes, I am ready. But one of the companions said, Ana ya Rasulullah, I am ready. Prophet said, do you have for something for mahar dowry? He said, I have nothing. If you don't have nothing, how can you get married? Sit down, man. How can you get married? After that, Prophet again asked, who is going to get married to her? Nobody was there. Again, same person. I don't know how. I don't know how to say. Third time, same person. Prophet says, yes. If you don't have dollars to pay, Allahu Akbar. Islam is so beautiful. Prophet said, yes, don't worry, Ya Prophet. Do you know what I taught you in these days? He said, yes, Prophet of Allah, some of ahadith I do remember. Her dawah is, the knowledge which I have given to you is due to her. Allahu Akbar. Look at the atmosphere which was created during the time of Prophet. Where we are standing now, so far, like a 1400 years separation, and still we are in the womb of the culture, a cocoon of the culture, and we don't want to get out of that womb or cocoon. Yeah. Same. Marriage, how should we get married? Again, question. Traditional, 8 days of marriage. Modern, to hell with parents. Let's go register man. Dad, meet your son-in-law. Dad, meet your daughter-in-law. It's modern. Dada-jadi. Let's go and do it in the court. Without any feeling, the feelings of the parents and rejecting everyone and getting involved in this, and the result you have seen and we have seen closely. The Islamic system is the day when husband and the girls and boys are ready, recite nikah, khuda hafiz. A simple ceremony, as much as you can offer, and go and let them go. If we do that, that much easier, Allahumma, inshallah, that time will come, that is going to be heaven, inshallah, very soon. This is only Islamic marriage. What is nikah? Nikah is, can be recited from girl and boys, from the bride and bridegroom. You don't need to bring maulana. Girl and bride, they can sit, they can recite. And at least the other maulana's business, no. But why should we call alim a buzurg, a elderly person? Because Prophet Muhammad knew how to recite nikah. Still he asked his uncle Abu Talib. Imam Ali knew how to recite nikah. Still he asked Prophet Muhammad to recite. Thus, boys and girls should not... What is involved in nikah? Ihqaq al-nikah, consummation of marriage, forum law, which is ankah to mawakkilat mawakkilat al-mahr al-ma'lum, wa beku baita huwa sar hila raha hai. He doesn't know what is happening. Maybe he will be in bed. We were all the same thing, don't worry. It is a fort. Outsiders also they are. What is in it? Inside are also why we are in it. Okay, witness. In Islam, for marriage, exclusively the Shia Islam, there is no witness. But we do take this. It is only the culture. Otherwise, there is no witness. But in Talaq, there is a witness. وَآتُمْ نِسَاءَ What is mahar? وَآتُمْ نِسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً فَإِنْ تِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوا مِنْهُ حَنِيئًا مَرِيئًا When you bring women, give them their dowry. If they forgive you, they say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Thank you. After my marriage, my father was around me. We were sitting on a nashta. We used to sit on the ground. And my father started talking about hadith. If a woman forgets her mahar, on the day of the meeting she will be with the Bibi Fatima Zahra. My wife was so emotionally attached, she came in the room, I'm forgiving for you. After a while she says, oh, baap baite is hadith suna suna karke mera mahar bakhsh. So my father was let there, those who don't know Urdu, yes, my father was telling what is the benefit of forgiving the mahar, and we have hadith, the woman who forgives the the mahar on the day of judgment, she will be raised with Bibi Fatima Zahra. And Nawab was attached very much, and she came in the room, she said, I am forgiving you. After a while, she always taunts me, oh, because of hadith. Okay. This is also Ayah 4, Surah 4, Ayah 4, Ayah Surah 28-27. This is the story of Hazrat Shu'aib's daughter. Hazrat Musa got married. There was a mahar involved because time is over. According to your own ability, don't look at what society is. Because that society, that person has invited 2,000 people, I'm going to invite 3,000. Because that person has bring in a 3-star hotel, I'm going to bring, no. You see what is your capacity, according to your own capacity, do it. And share, because sharing happiness with the people, those to whom you know it. Yes. There is no minimum, it is according to each and every person's ability. There is no minimum, there is no minimum. And by the way, there are some walimas are mustahab. Walima after the birth of a child, after what you have, aqiqah or sunnat Ibrahimi. Yes.
I'm coming to that point. It's a very good question. Can the parents impose upon the child?
To whom I should get married? And Ram said, go and get married to the wife. Because you will be to live with her, not your parents. It is a fact. That's why they have to have bottom line where both of the parents and the family people are agreeing. Otherwise, you cannot enforce the law. That's a very difficult task. That is one of the right of... You see, let me tell you, do we have a choice to be born as a human being? No. Do we have choice to born in a Sayyid family? No. Do we have choice to become boy or a girl? No. Only one choice we have, to whom we should get married. Don't lose the choice. Otherwise, you will be big mess. Communication-wise, you and I am communicating one-to-one basis. Is it a good thing? It's a very dangerous thing because and there is a body, physics also involved. One time I want to know X, Y, Z to whom I want to get married. To know that person, I can chat around, nothing wrong. It's the best way of communication. Yeah.
A humorous question, if a wife does not know what you just said about giving the mother back, now that she can she give the mother back?
No.
The wife asks more mahar. You have your question, There is no minimum. A person could be knowledge, maybe $1, maybe. There is no minimum.
The amount equivalent to the period of
Eid. Inshallah, I'm coming to that mahre musamma, we call it. That is, for example, someone comes to me and I says, Malana, this is the boy, this is the girl, recite nikah. Okay, that is called, say, Ghaya Fuzuli. I can recite nikah, even without asking those people. And if they get razi about, they are happy to pay. So I don't know the mahar. So what is the mahar of those people is going to be? Like, that's what you are saying. The 3 months of Idda, and expenditure of 3 months Idda, yeah.